أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we had been discussing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, particularly about a case that had come to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, and the whole theme of it was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam was a person that excessively turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every state and in every condition. This ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and says, Ya Dawood, O Dawood, inna ja'annaka khalifatan fil ard. Certainly we had appointed you, we had elected you as a successor on the earth. Fahkum bainan nas. Then adjudicate, judge matters between people bil haqqi with the truth. Wala tattabi'il hawa. And do not follow vain or base desires. فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you do so, it will deviate you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left many, many lessons for us. Number one is this, that this entire earth, the entire universe, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the ownership of Allah, it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is only the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is supposed to be existing on this earth. Hence, any person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elects, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person sovereign power, then that person is supposed to be implementing the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is what we call a khalifa. That is what we call a successor. A successor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that will implement the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So that is the very first aspect. The second aspect is, insofar as matters of state is concerned, hukumat is concerned, sovereign power is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the second aspect, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ, that it is one binding duty of any state, especially an Islamic country, an Islamic state, that matters should be judged with justice. There has to be justice. In order to be peace, there has to be justice. If there's no justice, obviously we will have injustice and also we will have instability. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it wasn't as though Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam wa na'udhu billah was not judging with justice, as we had seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him, wa fasl al khitab, that he was very eloquent insofar as his speech was concerned. He was very decisive as far as his decisions were concerned, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained all that before. But here there is a reiteration to show the emphasis and to emphasize this point, that this is the important aspects of life. That is why we find a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is very interesting for all of us, that in this hadith Allah subhanahu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that it is not for us to wait to become a judge in some supreme or high court, or to become a magistrate in a court, but all of us can enjoy a common virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on a person on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah there will be members of Noor, there will be the pulpits of Noor, and who will be sitting on the pulpit of Noor? All those people who judged which people? Their families and all the subordinates, all the people under their rule by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that all of us at different times of our lives, we have the opportunities to judge, to adjudicate matters, whether it is in a civil case, whether it is in our own families, we have to judge with the truth and the haqq, and we have to judge according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we will enjoy this very great virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person on the day of Qiyamah. One factor that will become a hindrance, an impediment, a barrier for us not to judge according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The second part of it is, Allah says, O Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not follow your desires. If you do so, then it will deviate you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when man begins to bring his desires between him and Allah, his desires between him and his compulsions and duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the first path of deviation that a person goes through. أَفَرَيْتَ الَّذِي مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ. In the other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used and emphasized to a great extent that they are people that begin to make gods out of their own desires, because they begin to worship their own desires. And when that happens, then they are deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik once called an alim, Abu Zuhra, and he asked him one question. And that question was that when a person becomes a king, when a person becomes a leader, then does anybody have a right to speak to a leader? So this alim replied, and he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elected Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam as not only a sovereign person, a leader, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him sovereignty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him a prophet, Allah granted him nubuwat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him also, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then obviously, when a king or when a ruler decides and adjudicates against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes incumbent upon his people to correct such a person. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Certainly that person or those people who have deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. For them is a painful punishment, a severe punishment, bima nasu yawm al hisab. And one of the reasons is because they have forgotten the day of hisab. When man forgets the accountability, when man forgets the reckoning, then obviously that person sways away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he begins to follow his own desires, and hence that person then deviates completely and strays away from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.